didn't I learn from Ming?
There's really no way you can have, you know, an intense experience of running a company through hypergrowth without learning a ton of lessons. Lessons on the product side, lessons on the team side, things that, you know, you do right, things that you do wrong.
What about on the personal side?
There's structural, there's team dynamics, and then there's certainly you as an individual. One of the things that I wish there was sort of a nugget here or a nugget there, or that you can summarize, you know, 5.5, 6 years of your life in like one sentence, and I can't do that. If anybody else can do that, I would love to hear how you're doing it, because that's not never really worked for me. But one of the things that I found the most humbling is that all the things, and it's Ning was a really important example of this. You know, many moments within Ning were a really important example of this. And then certainly, you know, with Mighty Bell and even before Ning, which is all of my genius ideas, like all the things at the time where I was like, I am a genius. This is the best idea ever, were the shittiest ideas ever. And the things that were just sort of the throwaway experiments where it's like, okay, yeah, all right, let's try this. Or, oh, fuck, we really actually have got to fix this because there's some spammers in Russia that are like totally in our kitchen right now. Or just things that you do that you kind of do because you just do them, turn out to be like the best ideas ever. And so I'm very humble and I'm very respectful of the fact that, first of all, you never know where good ideas come from. You have to actually stay, I think to be a good entrepreneur, you have to stay open to people's feedback, people's questions, people's reactions to the things that you build or the things that you believe in. And then know when to also, you know, drive and adjust. But I do think it's really funny just how there is a strong correlation between the things that actually work and basically the exact opposite of the things. They tend to be the exact opposite of the things that I think are going to work.
Let's talk a little bit about you as an entrepreneur and some of the major lessons that you've carried yourself along the way and how they've changed the way you do.
Oh, can I actually answer? Sorry.
Go ahead.
I just remembered one other thing I wanted to say. My major lesson from Ning, and the reason I'm continuing to work on intimate communities that are built around interests and passions and goals with Mighty Bell, is because I have never seen a more powerful driver of change, of real connection. And I have met some of the most amazing people online, and I just fundamentally enjoy it. And I did not know that before Ning. And instead, what I know now to be true is that as we look out over the next 2, 3, 5 years, the things that we're all working on, especially to the extent that they drive small groups and they drive intimate communities that have a passion for something, there is just true magic in that. And a ton of stuff up. But I think it's also important to recognize the moments of, like, what are the true lessons? Like, what are the really important lessons? And for me, that the power of intimate communities to change people's lives has been the most profound lesson I have learned in the last decade.